So this chapter makes a large emphasis on drawing with boys. So drawing and writing is like a big deal because sometimes we want to take away the power that boys have through their drawings and force them to write with words. Sometimes it's good to draw because it serves as a developmental need. Sometimes it's easier for us to actually draw out what we're thinking because it might be harder to use words to describe something. Also, there's like opportunities for boys to draw in the upper grades, but it's a really slim chance that the teacher might allow for a large amount of time for it. Usually in the higher grades, boys are given a genre and they stick to it and they write and write and write about it. They are really not able to draw because by that time, teachers assume that you're able to easily write out your thoughts instead of drawing them. And then the author talks about boy sketches, and this makes a difference because sometimes boys' drawings attach to their writing. So sometimes boys might have a drawing that may attach to a story they're talking about, maybe about volcanoes, and maybe they draw a volcano to try to allow the reader to visually see what they're thinking. And boys who are artists sometimes in the higher grades, they're seen as artists, they have a higher status in the classroom, which means the teacher might focus more on them for certain special projects or things like that because they're good drawers in the classroom. And then boys use their drawings to pump up their narrative action. As stated earlier, the author talks about this because sometimes a boy may not necessarily be able to use his words descriptively, so he might use a drawing instead to show the descriptive features of his writing.